This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, a Medal of Honor Monday, that's coming up 1 hour from now, and we have so freaking much to get to on a Monday night. I'm not sure how we're going to do it all, but here it is. First, the Epstein stuff, you can't get away from it, and it's going to dominate the news this week. So we're going to discuss this saga a bit at the beginning of the show. Just gear up for that. That's coming up a couple minutes from now. The guy who tried to blow Donald Trump's head off the first time, we're finding out more about him. Very interesting. The communists' commitment to lying all the time, combined with their commitment to illegals. Gavin Newsom is a dirty creep. The old guard and Democrats are being tossed out. Why people don't go to the movies anymore. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. So pull up a chair for a couple minutes. Let's have a little chat about what this... It's going to dominate the news cycle this week. Jeffrey Epstein. The Epstein files. The Epstein this. The Epstein that. All right. So let's rewind quite a ways. All right. We're not going to dig into all the background of Jeffrey Epstein. We're not even going to dig into the State Department giving him a mansion back in the day. We're not going to dig into him getting a sweetheart deal back in, I believe it was 08, under the Bush administration, 07, 08. Got a sweetheart deal. Got let off basically scot-free. So we're going to set that stuff aside because it's actually not important for what's coming this week, what Trump's been saying. That's not important. Let's set that aside. Let's deal with this first. There has always been and will always be a natural distrust between different peoples. It's perfectly human. Tribes, the old Indian tribes. You're a Cherokee, he's a Comanche. Even if you're not fighting at the moment, what's his angle? There's going to be a natural distrust there. There has always been a distrust between the different, I hate saying this word, but you're going to know what I mean, classes of people. I'm talking about financial classes. The elite upper classes, they actually hold a lot of distrust for poorer people, lower classes, and vice versa. People who don't have power are going to distrust people who do have it. So that is just a basic part of human nature. People without power are distrustful of people who have power. Perfectly natural, right? Nothing wrong with any of that. But then you get to a place where we are here in the United States of America. And that place is this. We have watched for a very long time. I would actually pull this back to, I would say, the Vietnam era. That's when this problem got really bad. The American citizen has watched time and time again powerful people, politicians, wealthy people either get off completely scot-free or get off with a slap on the wrist when they do things they know would send them to prison. This is something that you are angry about. I am angry about it all the time, so don't think that you're alone. We're tired of watching powerful people get away with doing horrible things. Thus enters the name Jeffrey Epstein. Names started getting out there a whole lot more 5-10 years ago. Is about, I would say 10 years ago is when I really started hearing a lot more of his name, but he's been out there for a while. What is the average person, not you, you probably know more, but what does the average person, quote, know about Jeffrey Epstein? Know he was a wealthy guy. We know that he knew powerful people, Bill Clinton, Bill Gates, but we know that he ran in big fancy circles, knew very powerful people, and I didn't realize there were kids listening. He hosted events, parties, where underage women were there and paid, forced, who knows, but it doesn't matter, to do bad things. So immediately, the normal human, like you, like me, goes, oh, that's freaking gross. Who is this pedophile scumbag? That's what the normal person, the average person knows. Which has always begged the question, well, if Jeffrey Epstein's gone, who was doing bad stuff with him? And our interest in Jeffrey Epstein, if it was, let's say, on a scale of 1 to 10, let's say for you or me, it was at a 4 or a 5 a few years ago, when he gets arrested and ends up killing himself in federal custody when the cameras malfunction and the guards fall asleep, now my interest just went from a 4 to a 9. Now I think in my tiny little head, in my tiny little brain, there is at least a chance that wealthy, powerful people killed this freaking guy in jail to avoid him testifying against them. Whether or not that's accurate, I'll never know, but that's what I think. And I've told you what I think. I think they talked him into killing himself, basically threatened him into killing himself. Hey, we'll kill your family, something like that. But it doesn't matter. What actually happened inside the cell, we'll probably never know. But now my interest got turned way up when I find out this rich guy who had dirt on all these people somehow, some way, kills himself when the cameras get turned off. Okay. That brings us to Trump's run at the presidency. And this is going to go into the White House. The White House, I'm sure in a quiet moment, years later when they start writing books, they will admit to this. The White House has mismanaged the messaging on this terribly. It has been handled terribly in ways that only stoke the flames. And I'll get to that. We're going to go through this chronologically. Donald Trump decides to start running for office again. And things started happening in the country because communists are soulless evil demons who can't control their demonic evil impulses. They started arresting him. Now, you were already mad about that. I'm mad about that, but Norm and Norma, even they thought that was way too far. All the polling showed this. Not just his primary, his general election chances went through the roof when Democrats kept arresting him. Normies looked at that and thought, ooh, that's an abuse of power. That's too far. We reject that. Think about how almost nonsensical it is that the president of the United States of America had felony charges. During the campaign, the American people sniffed that out for what it was and said no. And so, at least in part, in a variety of ways, Trump's election the first time and definitely the second time was a rejection of the powerful, which sounds weird, especially when you're talking about the second Trump election. He's a former president. He's a billionaire. What do you mean he's not powerful? It's not that. Part of the Trump coalition was people coming together and rejecting what they viewed as a corrupt, evil administration that was the Democrats under Joe Biden. And it was corrupt and evil. Part of the Trump appeal was, we are not of that. We are not of the swamp. We are going to drain the swamp. And part of the appeal for people was the Epstein stuff and everything else. And it looked like wealthy, powerful people were once again covering for each other and covering for themselves. And we were sick of it. That's why Lock Her Up, in reference to Hillary Clinton, was heard at every Trump campaign rally the first time. And that's why Drain the Swamp was wildly popular in both campaigns. To this day, people talk about it. It's on people's minds. It's on my mind. Maybe it's on your mind too. We want wealthy, powerful people held to account, not worse than you or me. How about the same? We'll start there. How about the same? No, statute of limitations. Sorry, that expired because we slow rolled it. No, hey, my $2,000 an hour attorney is going to get me off with 5 hours of community service for something you go to prison for 10 years. No, 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 no. No more of that. Somebody take the powerful people who are abusing less powerful people and hold them to account. That made up, at least in part, some of Trump's coalition. It wasn't the main part. We'll actually get to the main part. We're going to talk inflation, immigration later on in the show, but that did make up some of the coalition. And Trump had been asked about it on the campaign trail and said, yeah, release it. No big deal. Then that brings us to how it was handled or mishandled. Before we get to the mishandling, let's talk about something soft and wonderful. In fact, I had to experience one of these two things, or one of these things against my will last night. Ab had been out of town. She gets back yesterday. She grabs, of course, like she always does, this bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. And I'm sitting in my recliner and she says, well, it would be nice to cuddle for a while. But she had the blanket on and I was already hot. But I had to go over there and cuddle with Ab. And of course, I'm trying to fight the blanket off. Either way, I know all about the bubble cuddle blanket. And I know about robes and the best sheets. And of course, everywhere pants and everything else. Everything at Cozy Earth is just so comfortable. It feels like home. When you're out, you feel like you're wearing home. You want to take advantage of a big flat Black Friday deal? Go to CozyEarth.com, promo code Jesse. Gets you up to 40% off site-wide. CozyEarth.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, fantastic Monday. Remember, you can email us, Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. So that was kind of just laying out in the very beginning, because the look, Epstein, just get used to it. He's going to dominate the headlines this week with the votes coming and whatnot, but we're kind of going through this chronologically before we analyze how we get here and the yo-yos from Trump. Okay, so we laid out Donald Trump's election. A lot of it was a rejection of people in power. He was viewed as being, well, he even said it on the campaign trail, I'm going to be your revenge. I'm going to be the one that holds these people accountable. And he was asked while he was campaigning about it. Now, listen to what he says and how tepid is a great word, Chris. I learned that in community college. Listen to how tepid he is when he says, yeah, sure, I release it.
It's just very strange for a lot of people that the list of clients that went to the island has not been made public.
Yeah, it's very interesting, isn't it? Probably will be, by the way.
So if you're able to, you'll be...
Yeah, I'd certainly take a look at it. Now, Kennedy's interesting because it's so many years ago. You know, they do that for danger, too, because, yeah, you know, it endangers certain people.
Believe me, I'm about to criticize how the White House has handled this, but you heard what he just said. Yeah, I mean, I guess I'd do that. You got to be careful with how old some stuff is. Before I continue on, and I am going to criticize them, believe me, but before I continue on, I want to explain something. I think it's really important. We all get really important before this House vote and the Senate vote and the files get dumped out there and whatever files we get, and before all that stuff comes, which we'll get to in a little bit. Remember that we love to simplify things. I do and you do. It makes life easier to understand. We all have jobs and you have a job. I don't have a job, but we have jobs and too much going on and family and kids and sports and church and there's just too much. So we want everything to be simple. Issues, politicians, we want it to make it easily digestible for me. So Epstein, what do we want? Well, I'll tell you right now what I want. Here's what I want. I'm holding a piece of paper in my hands. I want a piece of paper with Jeffrey Epstein's bad associates on it. And I want it on a piece of paper. If it has to be 100 pieces, that's fine. I want you to tell me who the bad men are, what specifically they did with Jeffrey Epstein. And if you'd like, you can add a piece of paper with how they're going to be criminally prosecuted. That's what I would like. And when we say, use terms like the Epstein list, what it does is it reinforces in the minds of people that that is a thing that exists. Well, there's a list, right? Surely he kept the list, but who does that? That's not how it works. What do we have? Here's what we have. Flight logs, no question. Jeffrey Epstein is a billionaire. Private jets. So you have to give your name and date of birth whenever you're flying on a private jet. I've had to do it 2-3 times. Hey, they'll text me, hey, what's your name and date of birth? And I always forget. They need that for the flight logs. You take a ride on someone's private jet, you're on the flight log. But like we've discussed before, flying on Jeffrey Epstein's private jet is not a crime. Remember, we know Trump brought up Kennedy there. RFK came out and said, and we've had other people confirm this, RFK Jr. and his wife and I believe his children flew on Jeffrey Epstein's jet as what basically amounts to a favor. RFK was going somewhere and runs into Jeffrey Epstein, and Epstein says, well, hey, you want to ride? And who in the world? I don't know about you, but I don't turn down very many private air travel offers. And RFK says, well, sure. And him and his whole family hop on there. He wasn't flying down to the Virgin Islands at Pedophile Palace or anything else. He's on that flight log. So just being on the flight log doesn't mean he did anything wrong. What else? Well, how many financial documents are there going to be? But again, are there going to be bad guys in there? Of course there are. Are there going to be good guys in there? Jeffrey Epstein's was a billionaire. How many people did he do business with who weren't criminals at all? Pablo Escobar did a lot of business with a lot of very legitimate businessmen. Al Capone, you understand what I mean? Just being tied to his bank account, that doesn't make me a criminal. So then there's that. I do not believe if this thing passes, and I think it will, and the Justice Department is ordered to release all these documents, I do not believe that we are going to get something that satisfies you. I think it's going to be a dud, a disappointment, and I think it's actually going to raise as much suspicion as it alleviates, and it's going to do that because they're going to redact a bunch of crap from it. Now, what are they going to redact? Well, victims' names will be redacted, but there will be more than victims' names. You and I both know, or at least we suspect, that Jeffrey Epstein either worked with the CIA or FBI, so there are going to be names of sources they don't want to burn. The things they're going to redact, they're going to create more suspicion in me, in you. They are. I'm admitting it right now. As soon as these documents drop, we're both going to go, wait a minute. What was it? What's on here? Hold on a minute. So that's where we're at. Now let's talk about the kind of whiplash we've seen in the mishandling of this from the Trump administration. Next.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Monday, a Medal of Honor Monday. That's coming up a half hour from now. An hour from now, we're going to bring in Darby shortly. Well, I guess in an hour, we're going to bring in Darby. And he's going to discuss the riots we've been seeing in Mexico City. Is it a revolution? We'll check on that in a little bit. But back to what we were discussing. That was the Epstein stuff. That was the lead up to it. Then Trump administration gets in there. Pam Bondi gets in there. Kash Patel gets in there. Well, now the people who wanted some level of accountability, now they want these things. Now they're crying out. It was not fake. It was not a small thing for them. It may have never been a big deal to Trump, who obviously just doesn't care about it or does care about it, which we'll debate here in a moment, but either he doesn't care about it and he wants to keep it quiet. He wants to move on. But the public doesn't want to move on. Now we go to the mishaps. Pam Bondi. And you know about my problems with Pam Bondi. I'm skeptical that she's going to put powerful people in prison and all that. But that actually is not clouding what I'm about to say here. I do not have an important job. I'm a radio host. That means I can come on here and I can have missteps with how I speak. In fact, I do every single day. I'm sure you hear them in my community college education or just my naturally offensive ways. I can do that, and I can do that every day because I'm a radio host. But Pam Bondi is not a radio host. She is the top law enforcement officer in the United States of America. She is the attorney general. So me misspeaking, it's a little deal. Not going to get in trouble. I won't even get a text from the boss. They don't care. They know who I am. Pam Bondi going on Fox News and saying this is a big deal.
The DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review.
What? There are two things that happened there. Remember what I just said before about the idea of there being a list? Surely there's an Excel spreadsheet, a piece of paper where every bad guy is listed and named and his crimes are named too. But that's ridiculous. People don't do that. Now, what happens here is the host, I'm not insulting him, I don't even know who he is. It was on Fox News. The host uses that term, list, and he hands that term to her. But what he says in combination with what she says leads you to believe and me to believe that we are about to see a list that I don't think exists.
The DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review.
That sure sounds to me like you've got a piece of paper on your desk. Now, she later on, after catching some heat, said, well, it's a file. I haven't looked at it yet, but that wasn't the video that went out there. And then we were promised, what about any of the other evidence? I mean, he supposedly took pictures of everything and videoed everything. Now you just said the file's on your desk, but then we can't release it. Then you went to the media and said this.
Sure. First, to back up on that, in February, I did an interview on Fox, and it's been getting a lot of attention because I said, I was asked a question about the client list, and my response was, it's sitting on my desk to be reviewed, meaning the file along with the JFK, MLK files as well. That's what I meant by that. Also, to the tens of thousands of video, they turned out to be child porn downloaded by that disgusting Jeffrey Epstein. Child porn is what they were. Never going to be released, never going to see the light of day.
Okay. Maybe that's legit. I don't know. You don't know. We haven't seen it. You haven't seen it and I haven't seen it. Maybe that is 100% legit. Maybe it was hideous child pornography that they're not going to release. Maybe it's videos of former presidents doing things they'd rather the public not see. Maybe. I don't know and you don't know. But one thing I've learned in my 44 years, life doesn't exist in a vacuum. If I have maybe inadvertently insulted my wife once or twice that day, said, dinner was a little too salty. Not a big fan of that shirt. The next thing out of my mouth should probably be something nice. It's a little dusty in the house. If you're Pam Bondi and the public is already getting angry and suspicious about the fact that we can't look at the files yet, saying, sorry, nothing I can do. It's child porn. We'll never release it. Doesn't sound good. Doesn't look good. It looks evasive. It looks like you're covering things up. And that, from that, it led into this, which you obviously remember. Trump started to I don't want to say jump on a grenade for Pam Bondi, but it almost seemed that way. It almost seemed as if he was protecting her when she was asked about it and telling everyone, shut up and move on.
What? Mr. President, Representative Massey says he's concerned that the Epstein probe you are calling for could be a smokescreen to block the release of more files. Is that the case?
Well, I don't want to talk about it because fake news like you, you're a terrible reporter.
Okay, and this?
Yeah, sure.
If hey, Pam, could I just interrupt for
sure.
a second? Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable.
The whole thing is a hoax. They ran the files. I was running against somebody that ran the files. If they had something, they would have released. Now, they can easily put something in the files that's a phony. But it's really a Democrat hoax because they're trying to get people to talk about.
Okay. Is it something Democrats are currently using to try to hurt the Trump administration? There's no question about it. Is there a chance there is fake information in those files? No question. Is there a chance there's false information that was always in the files? You know, there's always a fake victim who comes forward and claims something just out of looking for money or something like that. Of course, all these are possibilities. But it looks bad. It looks bad. And now you have guys who have influence, platform, big platforms, followings. Joe Rogan, Andrew Schultz, a couple snippets from their shows. They're not that pleased.
They got videotape, and all of a sudden they don't. You know, you have the director of the FBI on this show saying there's no tape. If there was, nothing you're looking for is on those tapes. Like, what? Why'd they say there was thousands of hours of tapes of people doing horrible shit? Why'd they say that?
Right.
Didn't Pam Bondi say that?
What, are you talking about Epstein or Diddy?
Yeah, Epstein.
Yeah, she said it literally, I think, a week before you had the FBI director sitting here telling you there was nothing, right?
She said something about that there was like thousands of hours of tapes of people doing horrible crimes.
There is. And didn't the FBI dude say that there was nothing?
Cash Patel said there's nothing you're looking for. Oh, okay.
You know what I should have done? It's like if I wanted to vote for somebody who was going to end the foreign wars, who was going to increase the budget, and who was going to, you know,
deficits.
just silence the Epstein files and throw it away, I should have just voted for Kamala, right? Because she was going to do that.
Okay. Look bad. Some people are mad. And then it actually went from bad to worse because it got personal between Trump and Thomas Massey. And we'll play the results of that next, and then we'll finally get out of here, do some Medal of Honor stuff and emails and other things before we do any of that. So I have something I want to tell you about that I've never told you before. Now, I've told you about Pure Talk before, right? You know that they have what's known as an unlimited for life plan. Let me explain what this means. This is a plan that normally costs a lot of money. If you sign up before December 7th, meaning you need to go sign up, $29.95 is what your cell service will cost forever. Unlimited for life. You can lock in $29.95 a month for life. Don't pass that one up. Go. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. If you've ever been waiting for the deal, this is the deal. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Taxes and fees not included. Some restrictions apply. See puretalk.com for details. Offer ends 12/7/25.
He doesn't care if you believe him. But he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday. Going to get to Medal of Honor Monday about 10 minutes from now. You can email me. I will get to those at some point. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Now, that was the Epstein background and everything that went with it. But then something else happened. And well, this is a good lesson for you and me in life. And this is something that I've screwed up enough to know it's a very good lesson. I think someone else said this first, but I will take credit for it because that's what I do, steal credit for other people's work. You don't have to make friends with everybody, but be careful how many enemies you make. You don't have to make friends with everybody, but be careful how many enemies you make. You remember when Trump was trying to get the one big beautiful bill, that's what he called it. Remember when he was trying to get it passed? And it was going to be a tough slog. We had a really thin majority. And he wanted it passed, even though there was all kinds of horrible stuff in it. He wanted it passed because it gave him the money for ICE that he wanted for mass deportations. He had a policy thing he wanted. He got it in there, and that's why he wanted it passed. And that brought him head-to-head with Thomas Massie, congressman from Kentucky, who's an infamous spending hawk. He doesn't like these big spending bills. He's always voting against them, always ranting against them. And Massie said, no, this thing sucks. This thing spends too much money. This is bad. Trump started to get very angry and publicly angry at Thomas Massie. Started to publicly blast Thomas Massie and up to the point of promising to primary Thomas Massie out of Congress. Thomas Massie, having now had war declared on him, has declared war back. Understands that Donald Trump doesn't want people talking about Epstein, and so he decided he was going to interview Kash Patel.
These documents in FBI possession, your possession, detail at least 20 men, including Mr. Jess Staley, CEO of Barclays Bank, who Jeffrey Epstein trafficked victims to, victims including minors such as Virginia Roberts Euphrie. May she rest in peace. That list also includes at least 19 other individuals, one Hollywood producer worth a few hundred million dollars, one royal prince, one high-profile individual in the music industry, one very prominent banker, one high-profile government official, one high-profile former politician, one owner of a car company in Italy, one rock star, one magician, at least six billionaires, including a billionaire from Canada. We know these people exist in the FBI files, the files that you control. I don't know exactly who they are, but the FBI does. Have you launched any investigations into any of these people? And have you seen these 302 documents?
Sir, I have asked my FBI agents to review the entirety of the Epstein files and bring forth any credible information. And we're working with Congress not only to divulge that information and produce it to you, but any investigations that arise from any credible investigation will be brought. There have been no new materials brought to me launching a new indictment.
Now Massey's an enemy, and now he's making you look bad publicly on purpose. And by the way, we don't know any of the names, not on the names. I don't know. Are these guys criminals? Again, I don't know, and you don't know. We won't know. No one will tell us. But now it all looks very, very bad. Now it looks shady. Looks like you're covering something up. It looks bad. From the Trump administration standpoint, maybe there is a bunch of old bunk information in there, false accusations in there. Maybe you're just trying to move on because you know it is a distraction. Maybe, and we do have to consider this possibility, maybe there is somebody who's being protected. No, I do not believe it's Donald Trump. There's been no accusation that Donald Trump did anything wrong. By now, any accusation like that would have been brought forward. It would have been exposed long ago. Very clearly, Donald Trump did not do anything wrong with Jeffrey Epstein. So I'm not saying Trump. I'm not saying that at all. In fact, I'm saying quite the opposite. But maybe it's someone else. I don't know. But I know that in the next 4 or 5 days, because this is going to last through the weekend, I promise you it is. That's why I decided to do this long talk. In the coming days, Epstein, for the Epstein list and Epstein files, and what do you know, and what did he know, and who did what, and what, it is going to be endless, absolutely endless. And we are a people. We are suspicious already. long before, if you took Epstein's name out of it, if you took all these crimes out of it, I'm suspicious of all these freaking people, every one of them, all of them, because we've watched over and over and over again these people getting away with horrible things, things you would never get away with and I would never get away with. Now you throw in years of Epstein shadiness. It just looks shady. It doesn't look right. It looks like there are definitely some sort of government connections of some kind. It looks bad. We are already very suspicious of this. And I'm warning you now. I told you earlier, I want to repeat myself. Do not think for a second if all this stuff comes out, bill passes and everything, and it all gets exposed. Do not think that you're going to get some sort of a, finally we know everything moment. That's not going to happen. They're going to find a way to lie. There'll be endless propaganda campaigns from both sides about it, trying to suss out who did what wrong with who is going to be a tough errand. We will do the best we can. I'm going to do it. You're going to do it. We'll do the best we can, but it's going to be quite a week. Now, let's get off of this freaking Epstein stuff and talk about Medal of Honor stuff. That's what I want to do before we talk about that. Speaking of stuff that actually matters, what's better than a baby? Than a young mother with her baby? Aren't those just the most wonderful things? Don't you remember? I remember what it was like for both of ours. Just her in the hospital holding her baby, our baby. Preborn is the one giving that moment to women who are about to deny themselves that moment. Women who are about to have an abortion, they are not only taking away that baby's life, they are taking that moment away from themselves and they'll never be able to get it back. We can give her that moment if we give her an ultrasound and introduce her to her baby now. That's what Preborn does. They find these women and they say, hey, how about an ultrasound? You need some love? You need some food? Some diapers? Place to stay? We'll introduce you to God. You can have a baby and be safe. That's what you do with Preborn, and it's tax deductible. It's tax deductible. Give what you can. Preborn.com/Jesse. Preborn.com/Jesse. All right. It's Medal of Honor Monday time. We're going to move off this Epstein stuff. I suspect it's going to dominate the rest of the week, and I'm dreading it, but there was your primer getting ready for it. It's Honor a Hero next.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.